This is a CKTZ News Update. Your Nation's Table is a six-part series going to air on November 15th on Joy TV, a division of Zoomer Media. Host Carmen Ruiz Ilaza says it will focus on salmon, tuna, spot prawns, gooey duck, sablefish, also known as black cod, and Dungeness crab. Ruiz Ilaza has teamed up with renowned Vancouver chef Robert Clark to spend time with families involved in the sustainable seafood industry. For her, the project is a labor of love, as well as a mission to help educate the public on where seafood comes from and how the sustainable seafood industry can be supported. She says filming has concluded on 5 of the 6 episodes. CKTZ News caught up with her in Vancouver as she was getting ready to head north to Prince Rupert for the final shoot, focusing on Dungeness crab.
I don't know how much about the fishing up there. There's Area A and Area B. So we just have to see where the fishermen are, and that's where we're going to go. So it's all, you can't really plan too much when you're dealing with real-life fishermen, but we're going to go to Prince Rupert and go from there.
Now, as you told us in the first interview we did, that this is about sustainable seafood on the BC coast. Can you just bring our listeners again up to date on the premise of the series?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'd love to talk about what Your Nation's Table is all about and how it started. It started as a consumer trying to find sustainable seafood in my local grocery store. And the fact that they didn't have it, they had farmed, imported from God knows where, I thought this was just not the right offer for us, especially on a coastal city, and in fact for Canadians across the country. So I teamed up with Chef Robert Clark, a world-renowned chef, and getting the Order of Canada, or has the Order of Canada for
co-founder
sustainability.
Co-founder of
Oceanwise. Co-founder of Oceanwise, a co-founder of the Spot Prawn Festival here in Vancouver. You know, so together we've developed a TV series to encourage the consumer to go and ask, hey, do we have wild Canadian seafood? If you like tuna, you like sablefish, you like crab, you like gooey duck, you like prawns, just make sure it's local. Or at least not local, but Canadian, because we have a lot of listeners too that are inland that may not be able to get to a coast, but certainly the seafood travels.
Okay, so you just rhymed off a whole bunch of seafood. Is that what each episode is about? Are those specific species?
Yeah, we only had room for 6. So Chef Robert Clark and I have visited many different communities, as mentioned, and so we went and featured fishermen and their families to talk about BC wild spot prawns, BC wild salmon, gooey duck, tuna, albacore tuna, and sablefish that is sometimes known as black cod, but really the name is sablefish. And also now, as we mentioned, we're going to do Dungeness crab.
Now, when are you hoping that the series will be available through the channel? Is it Joy TV or Zoomer?
Yeah, it's Zoomer Media is the parent company of Joy Television. So yeah, it's on Joy TV, and we have delivery date of November 15. So no matter what, we're going to air, and we're making great headway. It's been a labor of love, and we can't wait to share it, honestly. I'm excited to see it myself. I haven't seen a finished episode yet.
Okay, so you mentioned you've completed 5 of the episodes, or the shoots for the 5 of the episodes, and you still got the Dungeness crab one.
Yeah.
Has there anything that's caught your attention above anything else, or I hesitate to ask, a favorite, because I'm sure they've all been interesting, but is there, what stood out for you about these families and the sustainable seafood industry on the BC coast?
Yeah, that's always a good question. I always like to be challenged to create an answer that encompasses a lot of these elements into a cohesive response. But the commitment by the fisheries, by the fishing families, the commitment by the fishing families is something that I don't think a lot of people realize, because we say, oh, we're overfishing. We're not going to eat fish because we're overfishing. No, that's not the case. The case is that you need to shop for the right seafood and support the right people. These are families that put their kids through school on what they earn from this fishing activity. And they're the last ones that want to overfish, because that their livelihood depends on. And these are multi-generational families. Their grandfather started, the father, now the dad, and now they have sons and daughters that are going into it. And lots of families, lots of women in fishing as well. And so I think that was really the nice discovery, that it really is a family business, and it's not. And if you focus on just supporting local sustainable, you're more likely to find a fishing family behind that brand.
So one other thing I'll ask you about, but I know that you're passionate about food.
Yeah.
And you are a great advocate for people experimenting and actually buying this sustainable product. Oh, yeah. And if they don't already know how, but to learn to cook. Prepare it yourself. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm like your typical listener. I love good food. I don't always know how to make great food, but I know how to make good food. And every great chef will tell you it's all about the ingredients. And Robert Clark is a great example of this. He can make a meal for the queen. And
or potentially the
or
king.
Or the king. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, this is the times we're in.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry about her passing. It really affected me. She was the world's grandma. But let's say Robert Clark can make a meal for royalty, or he can make a meal for just pure flavor and let the fish sing on their own. And that's what we've been having, is a lot of very simple meals with him. And he'll tell you, don't cloud up the fish, just let it do its thing. So if you can poach, steam, put something in the oven, quickly fry, you can make yourself a delicious dinner. Because really, when you have a great piece of seafood, for example, you don't need to do a lot to it. Just let it be on its own. You don't need sauces. So it's healthy.
What do you like to cook? Do you have a favorite recipe or a meal that really gives you your stomach and your heart's content?
Olive oil, lemon, whatever vegetable, and seafood. Mostly seafood, some chicken. I can't cook a steak for my life, so if I'm going to have that, maybe I'll go out for it, but otherwise I just don't eat it.
Yeah.
So Mediterranean diet really is, I like to eat and I like to watch what I eat. So there's somewhere in there, there's got to be a balance. So I find mostly vegetables and a bit of protein. Keep it simple. That's the best thing. If you have great ingredients, you don't need to sauce them or complicate it. And you don't need to spend all that time in the kitchen creating a beautiful meal to impress your friends or your family. That's not the priority. The priority is quality ingredients, really simply prepared. That's impressive to me.
Carmen, thank you so much. Good to speak with you. And we'll look forward to updating this again once we're either getting close or maybe after the first episode of Your Nation's Table.
Yeah, but I'd love for you to see it and let me know what you think. And let me know how watching the series has changed your perception or your habits and how you would like to participate in shifting how we eat, which is simple. Go to your restaurants, go to your markets, and ask for Canadian wild seafood. That's all you got to do.
We're so fortunate on Cortez Island, of course, that I live, that we do get fishermen regularly coming to the dock. That is very much taken to heart.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.